Mrs. America, all the ships at sea, anyone within the sound of my voice. I've got 50,000 watts of power. Ionize the air. This microphone turns sound into electricity. Can you hear me now? Out on Route 128, it's dark and lonely. Got my radio on. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? To my top 10. I'd like to thank our sponsor. But we haven't got a sponsor. Not if you were the last man on earth. She was prepared to prove it. This one goes out to a special girl. There is no special girl! It's the end of the radio! The last announcer plays the last record! The last what? Leaves the transmitter! Circles the globe in search of a listener. Can you hear me now? Broadcasting if there's no one there to receive. It's the end of radio. As we come to the close of our broadcast day. Thank you.
Yeah! city factor, a lot of bass animation. Give me a cut, to get me out of here, can't keep me out of this bitch, I'm gonna be. I'm tired of you. Sorry, and stop. I'm gonna roll, I got the TV back in the radio forward, but it's getting old. Real quick, and I've got the words for you. Get to everyone. Faking not much fun.
Thank you. na dido mi ni fakoto mi ni so apanu pere je mi na dido asuka laga ewuju mi bi popo ina pa ke tole do mi bubu chite nu mi na bloku mi tonu mi ni fakoto mi ni so apanu pere je mi na dido asuka laga ewuju mi bi popo ina pa ke tole do mi bubu chite nu mi na bloku mi tonu tobi na mi bi walu
good boots, got Nolan coal black hair. A lot of gay no Samson mind. When the first he met this woman at this time, he lost, she came.
I had my way, I want to. Distance, shot against the walls, but no one will ever make. We're on the stage. Tossing the dead rocks. We'll be right back. Thank you. I'm going to go to the hospital. strong house beside the farm and I met four persons. Splitting the body of a person. The sole portion of the body. It was the body of a woman, but the head was up, and I could not identify the body. They told me and begged me not to kill me, as they threatened to. None of them suggested that I should be made to eat the flesh. Cut off the woman's private part, and ruined the portion in the fire and gave me to eat. I tried to eat the piece. I froze from it, not having been cooked, and had to swallow it without even chewing it. I ate it for four. And the others were eating the body. Cut me with a small razor. And my arm was a knife. In order for them not indulge the secret between them. They did not mention the name of the person they were eating. I heard just about at that time. Several persons have been caught by human leopards. The human flesh that I saw lying in the farmhouse was that of a young person. The breasts were just shooting out. The size of the flesh cut off from the private parts and given to me to eat was just about the size of my hand. The chief thing is the knives that catch the people with it. I saw people seated together in the bush and watching the body of a boy being divided. He claimed the front part of the face as his shirt. I told them I had found him unexpectedly. They said I must join society. The flesh was skinned from the bone and the mask given to the Mingo. I'm not a member of the Leopard Society. The object of the society is to catch a person and slaughter him. The victim would not necessarily be an enemy. The course adopted is that one procures a victim who is killed and devoured among the members. And each member who receives a share is bound to supply another victim to be killed and divided amongst the members. The members eat their shares. The person is only killed for the purpose of being eaten. It's been a practice in the country for a long number of years. I entered the society a year ago. Lamina told me he wanted the Leper Society to finish in the country as soon as they could catch a woman. At a certain time, the grease formed by the fat of the flesh is rubbed. The man does not carry it about with him. He told me to follow him to the owner of a child, to go catch the child. I stood outside behind the kitchen and called him by name. I must wait until it was quite dark and then we'll talk. After some time, I called him again. It's quite dark now. He said, "All right, let me go and see if the girl is in the kitchen." He left us and returned after a short time with the child. The five of us ran away into the bush. When we returned, I saw the child dead. The head had been cut off. I asked where the child had been killed. He said that he had killed the child because we were away so long. He then cut up the body. He cut the body down the centre and across the middle, so dividing it into four quadrants. He took the portion to which the right leg was attached. I took the portion to which the right arm was attached. He cut all the flesh and skin off the head. He also cut out the eyes. The skull was left on the ground. He and I went to Lamina's house and gave him the portion. Also the flesh and hair from the head. He took the flesh, put it into a pot and cooked it for a short time, and then took it out and ate it. Lemina cut off a portion of the breast, gave half to me, and half to Lassana. Next morning, Lantana and I went out from his farm and ate the pieces we had received. He was naked. He took a bottle out and put some grease out of his hand on it and rubbed it over his body and face. He told me it was the grease from the fat of the child. When cooking the flesh, Lamina shinned up the grease with a spoon and put it in the bottle. I was charged about the murder of Mavoni and Cannibal Falls, and I said I did not know anything about the Cannibal Falls, but I did about the catching of Mavoni. I never took my sister to the bush, and Whitehall cleaned her private parts. I never put anything on her mouth to stop her speaking. I never said in the thought that there was a certain stick near the Polo Bush that we used to meet to cut people's heads off. What did I say? There was a certain stone covered with a country pot, and when they wanted to catch anybody, the stone would first have to rise and walk. The stuff I saw on the ground was not ordinary dirt. The stuff on the ground was human fat. I know that since you were arrested, another person has been caught by the human leopards at Bandaha. You sent the leopard knife to Bandaha. I saw you put it in a box, and your box took it away next morning. It is a particular knife. It has two thongs in it. The handle is a piece of wood with a hole in it, in which the holder puts his hand. The thongs are a little shorter than the length of my hand. I heard you ask the man for money to suppress the Human Leopard Society. He joined the Cannibal Club about 10 years ago. He ran away from the Empire to the Dombey, because he was afraid to stay any longer. He had been about to give his niece to pay his debt. He then showed him the inside part of the back of the neck of his inner gown. I'm going to ask him not to mention my name in the cannibal business, because a cannibal man never calls his companion's name. I'm going to give you money. I did bring it to him. It was human fat. He told me that if a man has that fat, it will make him powerful to govern the whole country. He said that if a man rubbed it on, it would be both. The head of a woman was brought to me. I searched the house. I found the bucket containing liquid, the pot containing charms. I found a knife. Burgess handed me the horns. I found some human hair of a greyish colour and human nails in one of the horns. The human head was identified by... interviewed the two Maori men and engaged their services to look country fashion for him. He told me he had given his part and divided the child amongst us four. I only saw some flesh, I did not see the whole body. He said that it was flesh of the legs that he had kept from it. The skin was on it, it was black. It was human skin. There was no hair on it. I carried the flesh to Congo's house, and there I cooked it, and he and I ate it. This happened about the middle of the day. He did not say anything about the catching of a child to me before that. The little child came up to me, and the medicine that Mama had put on her head touched me. When it had touched me twice, I got up and went to where Mama was dancing. Shook hands with me and told him that. We're in the Ngalagota Society. invited me to eat, and slept. In the morning, they brought Satan. As soon as she was out, anything. And when I knocked her on the ground and flogged her, they threw water on her. We killed him by choking him and holding him under the water. We were all four there when this happened. He and I held him by the neck, and they held him by the legs. We left the alligator skin there. The four of us made the skin. The human leopard cannibalism. I've personally heard of it spoken in the past 25 years. This is of late and carried on. Reports of alligator cannibalism where persons are alleged to have been captured and killed have lately come.
Makes a double life. She makes two from one and one. She makes a perfect system every day. She makes it work. She stands there in the doorway of her mother's house, looking at the grass and sky and at where they meet. Never once thinking thoughts like, it's so like a line, or the difference is so powerful, or which way shall I take to leave? My mind turns to my breath, one. My mind watches my breath, two. My mind turns and watches my breath. Three. My mind turns and faces my breath. Four. My mind faces my breath. Five. My mind studies my breath. Six. My mind sees every aspect of the beauty of my breath. Seven. My mind watches my breath soothing itself. Eight. My mind sees every part of my breath. Nine. My breath is not indifferent to itself. Ten. She never thinks of possibility, or of how probable it is that they have come together. Those thoughts never enter her mind. Nor do thoughts of sports. She has no desire to improve her muscles. For her, piano playing is the only mystery. It's so beautiful, and how they do it, no one knows. She gets catalogs of every sort in the mail. Everything imaginable is pictured. She finds her way among the pictures without hesitation. She is not afraid of happiness. She is entirely without shame. The numbers are made of rubber or something like that. They stretch. They never lose their shape. They are ageless. They don't need repair. They need attention and respect. She thinks about two things that I know of. One is elevation, and that comes clothed in light, so to speak. She loathes the dark. She sleeps in light. She likes highness. 4,128 feet here. 4,218 feet there. And the body of the house itself. $14.28 here. $48.12 there. The other is proportions. Coincidence isn't a mystery to her. The margin is always wide enough. 42 or 40 with 20 is always 62 or 60. And I mean 42 with 20 can be 60 as well as 62. And the other way around. Just as 10 and 20 can be 32 or 30. Or 12 and 20 can be 30. She stands there in the doorway of her mother's house and thinks these thoughts. That $14.28 is more attractive than $14 because of the 28. No one likes or dislikes zeros. And that 42 or 40 is fixed in some way. She thinks about her father's age. She does the calculation one more time. She remembers 62. Thirty and some number is 62. And that number with 10 is 42. She remembers 42. Remembers is the wrong word. She dwells on 42. She turns and faces it. She watches. She studies it. It is the key. The mystery of the balances is there. The Masonic secret lies there. The church forbids its angels entry there. The gypsies camp there. Blood is exchanged there. Mothers weep there. It is night there. 30 and some number is 62. And that number with 10 is 42. That number translates now to then. That number is the answer in the way that numbers answer. That simple notion, a coincidence among coincidences, is all one needs to know. My mind turns to my breath. My mind watches my breath. My mind turns and watches my breath. My mind turns and faces my breath. My mind faces my breath. My mind studies my breath. My mind sees every aspect of the beauty of my breath. My mind watches my breath soothing itself. My mind sees every part of my breath. My breath is not indifferent to itself. She waked at 10. She remembers 10. She left the dark at 10. She waked in light. So 42, or 40, or 44 is fixed. 14.28 is more attractive than $14. It's just that way. The firmness of it is a consolation. Three men have loved her. One a decade on the average. Uncertainties are wrong. In this scene, there is one shot. Giordano Bruno comes to mind, whoever he is. She is in the doorway of her mother's house. She faces south. We see it two ways. First is the house behind her and the great northern constellations. She looks away from difference and discrepancy. Magnetic north, true north, the North Star path. It's too like the calculations. Except that 10 and 42 are fixed together. We are looking west. She is on the right edge of the shop. She is Earth. We are the sun. People are gathered in the backyard. This is the celebration of the changing of the light. They do it as often as they can in summer. They come to talk. They pass the time. They soothe their thoughts with lemonade. They say things like, she never had a stitch that she could call her own, poor thing. And Carl's still president over at the bank, ain't he? And now if I was doing it, and she didn't cook much, never really had the time, you know. And I wouldn't say that, not at all. they are the planets in the scheme of things. Giordano Bruno Shaw. The problem is the arc. The changing angle of the shot. It defies geometry. The drawings of a geocentric solar system, when we meet them in the books, make us avert our eyes. Heresy is heresy. We make one great weird curve from the east edge of the backyard, looking west. She is on the right edge of the shop. Across, following the equator of the backyard, to the west edge, looking east. Now she is on the left edge. At some point, midway, we face. Both looking at the center. The center is between us. Except that for the purpose of the shop, or in the interests of economy, she doesn't move. She is standing in the doorway of her mother's house. The doorway to the back porch. The backyard is the south. Behind her, the great northern constellation rises in the majesty of its architecture. Well, maybe that's a little too much. Let's just say that contradictions are behind her and in the backyard. God, this set of circumstances that is indescribable with our geometry. A picnic of sorts. A celebration of the changing of the light. And we glide through that chaos, facing her, watching her, studying her. Not circling her, remember. Circling, but not circling her. She is circling. We are circling. Now she is on the left edge. Caught still in her accounting of those three decades silently. She is so beautiful. A pre-industrial equation. God, this is sentimental. This is the hour of the mystery of the barn swallows. One, where do they go in daytime? Two, do they never rest? Three, when you buy them in the store, made in China, on the end of strings, they do exactly what they do alive. Four, how is that possible? The idea of the changing center is not in anything we make. Our toys run down. On the other hand, of course, the Chinese are said to not take pictures. At least not of the outside. Six of one, two times three of one, five plus one of one, nine minus three of one, half a dozen of another. It would be perfect if, as we made the great curve through the heavens of the backyard, providentially or accidentally, depending on your point of view, each of the planets would move exactly in the path and at the speed and with the purpose of the expression of the other idea. Maybe that's too much to wish. I think they burned him. He was too positive. Fight fire with fire. In this shot, he is wrong about the larger order, whatever that means. There is just the sun and earth and some center that they share. All other facts in this heaven, one has climbed a tree, two are eating watermelon. One always says it's getting late. One succeeded at the plant. One works at the bank. The specialists. They are just straight lines seen wrong. Sundown, one, the time it disappears. Gloaming, two, the twilight, dusk. Crepuscle, the twilight, three, the half-light. Twilight, four, pale purplish blue to pale violet, lighter than dusk blue. Civil twilight, until the sun is up to 6 degrees below horizon, enough light on clear days for ordinary occupations. Nautical twilight, until the sun is up to 12 degrees below horizon. Astronomical twilight. Until the sun is 18 degrees down, more or less. Clair de lune, five. Greener and paler than dusk. Dusk, six, redder and darker than clair de lune. Dear George, what's going on? I'm not the same person that I used to be.
I never can forget the day when my dear mother did really say, you are leaving, my darling boy. You always have been your mother's joy. Now as you leave, and if the words are wrong, you may not be able to get back home. But remember Jesus, who lives on high, is watching over you with a mighty eye. The world is so full of old sin and woe, and many sorrows everywhere you go. But remember Jesus, who's everywhere. You get in trouble now, he'll meet you there. If you bow down before his face and trust in him for his saving grace now, and you have a burden, he'll make them light, and he sure will guide you all in the right. Now when I think of my mother dear, how often she did try to cheer my wandering mind, quite gone astray. But saying, son, accept the way. Thank you.
Oh.